98.1 KZE. It's MK with you and Billy Keen in the studio with me, one of my very favorite guests. Welcome back. Aww, Billy,
thank you so much. Your traveling friend.
You're our traveling friend here at KZE.
I love it.
You're so fun to talk to that we always end up interviewing each other before the interview actually starts.
True.
So could you just briefly before we start tell our listeners where you just came from?
The flights were wild, which is why I almost didn't make it. But I got in this morning from South Dakota. I'd spent the last week at the Crow Dog's Paradise. It's the Lakota Reservation in South Dakota, Rosebud, South Dakota, to be specific. But they're doing their ritual annual Sundance, or they just finished. And I got to support. I do sweats with a Lakota chief who lives out in this part of the world. So, yeah, it was wild. It's my second year going. And I'm feeling very tender still. I'm feeling kind of like open, and I'm so grateful to be here in this beautiful studio with you and Raz to talk about it.
Yeah. We're grateful you're here.
Thanks.
Should we kick off with a song?
I'd love to, yeah. I think the other thing we talked about before we were on the air is that I've been writing a lot, and because, you know, it's funny, last time I was here chatting with you, I got so much feedback about the show. And I didn't realize, like, people from, like, you have a big listening area, I guess.
We do, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we go to the Berkshires and Litchfield Hills and the Hudson Valley.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, tons of people were listening. They all got back. And
they got feedback about your appearance on here?
Yeah.
Really?
They loved our conversation. Aww. Everybody was, like, asking about the things we were talking about. And what it occurred to me that I have a lot of friends and fans that listen to this. So I thought it'd be a great opportunity to play some new songs for you.
Which, I love it.
Is this a good idea to play brand new, like literally brand new? I wrote these last couple like maybe 2 weeks ago or finished them. So I don't know.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, okay.
And here's why. this is a very low stakes environment.
Okay.
You know, like yes, it's a large listenership, but it's also a very supportive one.
That's true.
I think everybody understands when they hear an in-studio set that this is not like the finished, polished project. This is, you know, you with a guitar and a harmonica in the Air studio. This is not what it's going to sound like when they see the full professionally mixed show or listen to the album. So, I think this is a great place to kind of try out material.
That was a great persuasive essay that you just improvised.
Thank you very much.
And you've won me over. So let's do it.
Let's do it.
This first one's called, it doesn't have a name yet. Let's call it How Can This Be? I'm your traveling friend, but I call myself a pilgrim. Let's go from there, I guess. I am a lonely pilgrim, this little I do have. Let my footprints fall where the Spirit calls in a true and righteous path. And keep faithful and humble, love the people that I pass. We'll walk to freedom at last, oh, but how can this be? Tell me, how can this be? Oh, how can this be? The world's still sold for blood and gold, people trampled under feet. With a breath, with a word, you made this world, then you gave your only son. Oh, if your will be done, how can this be? I am a lowly pilgrim, though my heart still fills with doubt. Like a sea-tossed boat that's lost its float, it's a fight to bail it out. Oh, if the story leads to glory, surely this ship must come about. Can there be faith with no doubt? Oh, how can this be? Yeah, tell me, how can this be? Oh, how can this be? The world
your will be done, then how can this be? Slow decline, my mind can't comprehend. Watch the weave unwind and rending in time that I trust your hands to mend. Well, creation from destruction, you turn these strangers into friends. If there'll be peace in the end, then how can this be? Yeah, tell me, how can this be? Oh, how can this be? World still sold for blood and gold, people trample under feet. With a breath, with a word, you gained this world, then you gave your only son. Oh, if your will be done, oh, if your will be done, oh, if your will be done, Lord, then how can this be? Oh, if your will be done, Lord, then how, how?
KZE. Billy Keene is my guest in the studio. He's playing a show on Friday at the Egremont Barn. That was brand new and absolutely beautiful.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
I have a lot to say about that song.
Oh, my God. Please.
First of all, you rhymed story, glory, and surely.
Oh, dude, I love you so much. I cannot believe you just picked that out, and I'm so stoked that you did.
That one jumped out, and there was some alliteration with W's towards the end of the song that I also really liked. Yeah, yeah. I'm an appreciator of a good poem.
Oh, man, that's so sweet. Yeah, I wrote this one as a poem, sort of. So that's so awesome that you picked up on that. Yeah. Sometimes, I was talking about this with my friend Kaya Cater, who's like this incredible songwriter, and we were just hanging the other day, and poetry is so, it's like, I am very intimidated by poets because it's an art form that I consider to be maybe the highest form of art. And I write poetry on the side, sort of. When you're writing songs, I think the best songwriters are indeed writing poems, but those of us like myself sometimes hide behind the music and can get away with maybe some rough edges lyrically. But lately I've been, attempting to incorporate sort of like thematic and linguistic modes of the poet into my songwriting, and sometimes successfully, sometimes not. But I'm so stoked that you picked up on some of those little, you know,
and that was
Easter
just my
eggs.
First listen. Yeah,
yeah, it was my first listen too. I've actually never played it sort of all the way through, but anyway, hey, it's here now. WKZE, you're the first to hear it.
Yeah, an honor. Thank you for sharing with us.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
it sounds to me, I mean, again, at first listen, like that song probably came a lot from you know, reflections on what you've been, I imagine, thinking about a lot lately, which is divinity, because I know you're about to go back to school.
That's right. Yeah.
For divinity. So yeah, I mean, do you care to talk about that a little bit, or is it too heavy? Yeah.
No, I'd love that. I only talk about heavy stuff, really. I you know, it's when I'm going to Duke Divinity School, as we talked about, and I think sometimes the implication that's offered accidentally when people ask me about my spiritual life, which they do quite often for some reason. I never intended to make records that were rooted in spirituality. It just kind of happened that way, I guess, and people ask me about this. And sometimes there's this really natural and I think important question that people ask in terms of discussing God and also this immensely negative and immensely destructive world we live in. And yeah. How can these things be commensurate? How do we reckon with the fact that the first words in the Bible talk about this thing being good, but then we look around and we see so much bad? And frankly, I don't really care to necessarily answer the question. I think asking the question is the important first step. So that's what this song is about. You know, I choose to try to walk in the way that I describe myself as a pilgrim, because that's what I just kind of follow my feet in the way that feels as if it's aligned with the spiritual flow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is not easy, and often I'm just completely lost, but that's the intent, right? And so I write this from the perspective of one who intends that, asking this question, how can this be? If you know, it's what the lyrics are, if your will be done, which is a phrase from the Christian tradition, your will be done, right? Mm-hmm. If we can resign ourselves to that, your will be done, then how can this be? How can we see so much devastation? Is that really the will?
I have responses and thoughts from my own perspective, but mm-hmm. I feel like that's going to be a much longer conversation than we should get into.
I would say that I agree with you, but we should definitely get into it. That life is short and conversations should be long, you know, but not on the air necessarily.
But I mean, but also this is my show.
It's your show, MK.
Well, briefly, actually, I'm gonna pivot away from that and then you know, just pick your brain off the air a little bit.
Sure. But,
Or maybe I'll start a podcast and have you on.
I would love that. I just did a podcast recently. It's literally my favorite thing to do. Again, fans reached out and they're like, you're made for the podcast. I think that was a nice way of them saying I talk too much, but either way, do it. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's actually throw that out there, that you like being on podcasts. I also love being on podcasts. I've been on a couple podcasts recently, and I'm trying to do more because I love interviewing, but I also really like being interviewed. So,
totally. Yeah. You've got so many. I mean, that's why our conversations are fun, because we just happen to align on the places that our brains go.
Yeah.
So that would be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Let's talk briefly about Egremont Barn, because I was looking at the website, and I saw that the show is technically sold out, but you don't think that's necessarily a reason not to show up and try to get a ticket.
I think one of Einstein's laws in special relativity was that barns, by definition, have no capacity. I think that's what that was back in 1912 or whatever it was. So don't worry about it. I think they always hold tickets at the door. So you should just go for sure. And this is my promise. This is the promise that I make. If you show up to the barn to get to the show on Friday and they literally won't let you in, then after I play the show, I will walk my little guitar outside and I'll play another, call it 45 minutes, just outside in the courtyard. And then we can all enjoy it. So please don't let the sold out sloganizing stop you from showing up.
I'd love to see an extremely kind offer.
It would be fun. They've got a little campfire, and I'll probably repeat some tunes. So, you know, don't hold me to some kind of brand new set, people. Don't box me in already. But definitely come out. It'd be fun.
And it's with The Waking Dream?
Well, not totally. Brian and Miles will be there with me to do some very folky rhythm in behind. It's really essentially an acoustic show. I'll probably talk a lot. It's not a goodbye, because I'm touring still, but I'll be in school and I won't be in the Berkshires. So I thought it'd be nice when they asked me to do the show. It was like, yeah, okay, this makes a lot of sense. Let's kind of do something that it's going to be like reflective. Actually, I had put a post out asking people for requests from over the years, because a lot of people that come to my shows have been seeing me perform for like 15 years now. And I got requests from stuff that I haven't played in like over a decade. So it's going to be like a retrospective sort of, and I'll include some new stuff as well.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's going to be a blast. David Tanklefsky is not going to be there on guitar, but I am playing the Dream Away like next week in a whole other different version. That'll have the full Waking Dream, so
right,
you can catch him out there. Yeah.
Well, you're noodling. You sound like you want to play us another
sorry.
One. No.
It's just the nature of my hands.
I'm taking it as a sign that it's time. What do you got for
us
next?
Well, let me. The other one that I wrote, this is kind of a funny theme. I wrote a love song for my best friend, because usually we write love songs for our romantic partners. But I have got this best buddy who we've been pals for a long time. We played a lot of music together. We don't see each other that often anymore, just because our lives, you know, I'm always moving around and he's not. And so that's kind of how that goes. But it just means a lot to me. So I wrote him a song.
Beautiful.
And I'd love to play it for you.
I'd love to hear it.
Again, we're talking brand new here. So I'm going to do my best and we'll see how it goes. It's called Good Friends Are Hard to Find. You said I don't know what you're going through, but I got your back no matter what goes down, no matter what comes up, I'll stand your ground. It's been a hard time, my friend, feeling close to the bitter end. We were pulling Coors Light by the riverbend. Like the sunshine through the leaves, your words turn my pain to believe. I can't say what you meant for me. But good friends are hard to find. I thank God that you made your mind. You stuck beside me through the hard times. Well, good friends are hard to find. Over 15 years and a couple kids and 1,000 beers. And we played crowds of cheers and tears. You never judged all the chaos between my ears. There's not a straight line in this lifetime, but you shone like a highway sign, a guide when I could have laid down and died. You're the brother I never had. You're a trip I could never have planned. You're all that's good under God's command. But good friends are hard to find. I thank God she made you mine. You stick beside me through the hard times. Well, good friends are hard to find. I'm never gonna let you get away. Every word I could ever say, every hour of every day. Well, my friend, I'm here to stay. La da 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 la da da. Stick together through the hard times. Well, good friends are hard to find. I'm never gonna let you get away. With every word I could ever say, every hour of every day. Well, my friend, I'm here to stay. La da da.
98.1 KZE, Billy Keen in the studio with another brand new one. And I could not agree more. We need more platonic love songs.
Don't you think? Yeah. Don't you think? Yeah.
We need more platonic love in general.
Oh, man. And frankly, romantic love. Yeah. I'm all, whatever it takes.
Love in general, absolutely. But, you know, I mean, I feel like there's such a limit on love if we think of love as only being between romantic partners, you know, and really what we need is just love.
Just love. Man, yeah, it's great, and ways of showing it, right? Not just those ways that kind of get thrust upon us. I was actually, maybe I'll play you another new one if you don't mind. But I wrote one when I was down in North Carolina about, you know, I have a lot of weird thoughts on all kinds of things, but
that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, all right. Well, there's concepts of like the divine masculine and the divine feminine, right? And these interesting things. And some, ideally, I think we all contain both of these things, regardless of we're men or women or whatever it is. But this funny thing happens when you're a young man, at least in the culture in which I grew up, which is sort of stifling in terms of one's emotional bandwidth. I think that language is crucial to the expression of one's feelings and emotions, and we limit language for young men in such a way as to limit their emotional ability to express themselves. And so emotions like melancholy might become anger, or something like hurt becomes anger. It all kind of becomes anger, right, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also these funny expectations of, you know, I felt as a young man anyway that I needed to sort of grow into myself as a man, but I didn't really understand how to do it with the divine feminine incorporated. And so you sort of engage in risky behaviors, or unnecessarily, or like gratuitously, you know, risky behaviors or violent behaviors or whatever it is. And I think one of the things that gets lost in the shuffle is how to express that loving connection with friends platonically, as you're saying. And, and I don't think it's always been that way. Nor is it that way everywhere. Like I've spent time in all kinds of countries in this world, and there are some in which men hold hands all the time, which is really interesting.
Yeah, it's not specific to Western culture or any one part of the world, but it's, I don't think it has to be this way, or that it always has been everywhere.
I think you're exactly right about both of those things. I agree completely. So,
and I also, I mean, I fully agree that, you know, young men are kind of have their emotional inner lives suppressed by society. But at the same time, although young women are, you know, told that it's okay and encouraged to be emotional, at the same time, we're punished for it told that we're being hysterical or that we're too emotional to lead and this and that and the other.
That's right.
So it's like neither is healthy.
Neither is healthy and neither is natural, which is funny, you know.
And neither is true.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, that word true is very important. I think there is truth out there. And usually we can see it when we just open our eyes, take the glasses of restrictions off of our faces. But yeah, I mean, I'm with you. That's a big one. But it's all kind of within that same theme, you know. Can I play that one for you, too?
Yeah, you got a song about it?
Yeah, I do,
Let's
actually.
Go.
Let's see if I can remember what key it's in. This is a... I've been writing in this funny... I don't know if this is like a real tuning, but...
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds nice, doesn't it? All right, there it is. I have performed this before, so I don't want to make you think that all of them are brand new. All right. Took a swing at the bar last night, and left hook under the neon light. Snow was falling low, red pool on the way. Felt but didn't understand, kind of thing could unwind a man. He palmed a knife in his back hand, cutting edge flashing bright. Felt deep in my darker days, some innocent about that haze. I was looking for a way to live, still looking for the way. Work hard, try to be a man, turn into something more substantial. Coalesce at a pure potential,
be more than what they say you can. I lived a young man's life, but I was out of my mind. Push hard to a closing time, and we took it outside. Sing along the radio, arms out the car window, always ready to go. Never knowing where, never asking why. Hurling toward the edge again, maybe this time we can fly. Back at my inner child, his soft touch and his lonely style. He used to paint my fingernails wild, colors of the rings of Saturn. Cried easy all the time, but I turned my back on that heart of mine. The world goes hard on my kind, it's a vicious pattern. It's all things and it's in between. A young man's heart is like gasoline. The right motor and you'll burn it clean, or it could turn in a wildfire. Like the poet kings of yore, be ready for the fight, but be hip to the score. Layers of truth rent and torn. How silly is a man's desire? I lived a young man's life, but I was out of my mind. Push hard on closing time, we took it outside. Sing along the radio, arms out the car window, always ready to go. Never knowing where, never asking why. Hurling toward the edge again, maybe this time we can fly. Talking to the neon lights, snow is falling low, red pool on the way. Fell but didn't understand, got a thing gonna want a man. He palmed a knife in his backhand, cutting edge flashing bright.
That's our traveling friend Billy Keene on 98.1 KZE. Man, I'm glad you ended with that one.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. I hope you liked all these little tunes.
I absolutely love them. And yeah, I know our listeners do too. And
awesome.
Yeah, once again, the show is Friday at the Barn, which is it still the Egremont Barn or did they change the name?
It's still the Egremont Barn. You can't change the name of the town, man. It's Egremont Barn.
Okay, because I know it's on Buttonball Road and I saw there's like a logo on the website that I thought said Buttonball Barn.
Oh, bummer. Maybe they did change it.
I don't know, but the website's still the Egremont Barn.
I mean, if we just keep calling it the Egremont Barn, then so it will be. And
it'll
may
just
it be
the
so.
Barn.
Exactly. The barn. Okay. We'll deal. Yeah, that the works. Barn. Good compromise.
So Billy Keene at the barn with some Waking Dream members on Friday. It's going to be an absolutely beautiful show.
Oh,
and
thanks.
Best of luck with everything. Well, I can't wait to see where you are in life next time you come back through.
It's a mystery to all of us, but I appreciate it, MK. Truly. It's so fun hanging with you.
Always.
Thanks.
We got our community bulletin board and New Goose up next.